Governor Dayton and Lieutenant Governor Smith was in Duluth saying, hey, you know what, why don't we just put everybody on a government program? And that would be much easier. Well, how did that work out for us relative to other states? We were told that if we expand Medicaid, that we're going to get all this free money from the federal government. We're going to improve our systems in Minnesota. You can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, you can have more choices, and you can save $2,500 a year. For middle-class Minnesotans who are on private health insurance, that didn't happen. They lost their plan, they lost their doctor. It didn't cost them less, it cost them much, much more. And they had, in the majority of Minnesota counties, they went from multiple choices to one choice or no choice in the majority of Minnesota counties. So if we can't provide a better vision forward for them, I don't know, I know we can do that if we can do it the Minnesota way. The answer of putting everybody on a public program will just send us further behind. If you are on a plan through your work or you do purchase private health insurance, that's going to become more expensive. But more important than that, people need to understand that the reimbursement rates on our public programs are lower than on private insurance. So critical access hospitals, small hospitals all across the state of Minnesota rely on that payer mix because they lose money on every Minnesota Care patient. It reimburses about 50 cents on the dollar compared to private health insurance. So what you're telling small town Minnesota hospitals is your doors are going to close because if we put everyone on a reimbursement on a plan that under reimburses hospitals to the point where they can't keep their doors open, what are they going to do? So that is really, I think, something that the administration needs to think carefully about. It's a political answer, but it's not a real answer. It doesn't address people's needs in greater Minnesota who are already stretched to the breaking point.